General Services Administration's introducing a tech startup mentality to the federal government. Its 18F program, the goal at least, is to quickly deliver new user-friendly technologies at low cost. Roger Waldron's president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. They are writing a letter to the Associate Administrator in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies, Dave McClure, asking for an open and competitive procurement process. Roger, thanks for being on the program. Why is this something that you're worried enough about to write a letter to Dave McClure?
Well, I don't think... We're really that worried right now, Francis. I think it's more of a question of just ensuring there was a lot of, to GSA's credit, buzz around 18F. A lot of folks trying to figure out what the heck was actually going on. You know, they just had their briefing last week, which I did attend and was quite interesting. So we wrote the letter in the spirit of, hey, make, you know, be open, be transparent about what's going on, which, you know, that meeting provide some additional transparency. And so the second part of it, too, would be to ensure that, you know, any choices that are made when 18F reaches out into the marketplace are on a technology-neutral basis, that they aren't sort of pre-selecting certain technologies or platforms without considering the long-term ramifications of doing so, you know, because it is a government there are government platforms, you know, choices are made, you know, where does that lead technology that the government uses later? Does it, you know, lock out certain companies at a certain point in time? You know, the spirit of the letter was like, be open, let us know what's going on, you know, inform the public as to the innovative solutions you're trying to develop, and then go from there.
My colleague Jason Miller reported on the unveiling of 18F, and it's on federalnewsradio.com right now. What were your takeaways from that event as somebody who attended it, Roger? What were the things that were bouncing around in your mind as you left?
What was bouncing around my mind is I appreciated Administrator Tangalini's interest in innovation and focusing on trying to bring innovative startup methodologies to the federal government to try to, you know, make progress in delivering services to customer agencies and to the citizens. And I think hopefully that appreciation for innovation can translate into some other areas that could have an even more profound impact than 18F ever will in terms of government procurement. For example, you know, innovation in the GSA Schedules program to try to reduce transactional costs, reduce barriers to entry. Companies do not put their latest technologies on the GSA schedules right now because of the, you know, frankly, the onerous pricing policies and procedures that, in my view, you know, ultimately restrict competition and don't reflect the reality that competition is required at the order level. So I think there's opportunities to the extent GSA is focusing on innovation. There's opportunities to save a lot of money for the taxpayer by streamlining the schedules and improving competition at the order level. I think, you know, other thing I thought about is growing around my mind is, you know, this term hacking bureaucracy. That was the term that was thrown out in the meeting, which is really about breaking down silos, you know, unlocking, what bureaucracy does, which is creates process procedures, additional, you know, sets of reviews, et cetera, that are all costly and increase transactional costs, and the benefits are, you know, questionable. So, you know, maybe it's time, even they use that term hacking bureaucracy, maybe it's time to hack some of the procurement regulations and fix those over time so we can get back to, you know, more competition and innovation through our normal procurement channels.
Roger Waldron, the Coalition for Government Procurement, my guest. Where would you like to see that hacking regulation start, Roger? What are the ones that are holding companies back from really giving government the things that will help them the most?
Let me give you a real-life example. Like, you know, cloud services, for example. Now, cloud services are, yeah, is a, you know, it's a cutting, you know, it's a new service. It's just recently, you know, I didn't hear about cloud. Maybe I wasn't paying attention about 6 or 7 years ago. Now everybody's talking about cloud services. You know, the GSA schedules are a perfect platform for commercial cloud services. But things like the price reduction clause, the commercial sales practices format, the information that's submitted are sort of in, you know, they try to put, you know, a square peg in a round hole for services, and especially new services that are priced, you know, differently in the commercial marketplace than the schedules is used to operating with. So hey, there's opportunity for innovation right there. You know, create a separate cloud, CLIN, that specifically uses different approaches to negotiating the pricing at the contract level, recognizing that that cloud service that's delivered is going to be based on a statement of work that's competed at the task order level. There's opportunities there. So trying to break down some of these contracting procedures that are limiting access to newer technologies and services would be a first step. I also say second step is I think, you know, they can, GSA and the government can do a lot to try to improve access to innovation, but unless there's a change in the culture, and that culture is risk averse, the culture, you know, stymies, people taking, you know, risk in the sense of trying new procurement approaches, and that's about oversight. And I think the oversight, it's out of balance at this point, that oversight stifles initiative, it stifles creativity, it stifles opportunities for innovation, and in particular at GSA, I think the oversight culture is completely out of balance in terms of providing a platform where people feel empowered to try to do different things.
Roger Waldron, the Coalition for Government Procurement, is my guest. Roger, what are some other ways that you see agencies being able to interact better with the contracting community in this kind of startup mentality thing that 18F is going for?
Well, that's a good question.
Because it goes both ways, I would think.
Yeah. That's an area where I think GSA could reach out to customer agencies and try to figure out what they need or creating interagency teams to try to figure out additional ways to deliver services. I know some of that is done. You know, what I don't think works is, their current approach to trying to, you know, one size fits all in terms of strategic sourcing as well. I mean, that's another area where you think, what the long-term impact is limiting access for commercial firms in the marketplace as a result of strategic sourcing. You know, that's a top-down approach as opposed to, you know, using requirements at the agencies, allowing them to compete and find innovative solutions to delivery of their services.
Roger, great insight as always, my friend. Thanks for being on the program today.
Thanks, Francis. I appreciate it. I hope you did hear my son in the background there. A bunch of his buddies walked in on me.
No, I didn't hear anybody. Okay. You gave away the inside secrets of the Coalition for Government Procurement.
Well, I'm doing the call from home today.
Well, that's all right. A little teleworking never hurt anybody.
Absolutely.
Thanks as always, my friend. Roger Waldron's conversation with me on federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon.